Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. India and New Zealand have successfully concluded the Mutually Beneficial Free Trade Agreement, or FTA. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his New Zealand counterpart, Christopher Luxon, made the announcement regarding the FTA today. Mr. Modi today held a telephonic conversation with Mr. Luxon. The negotiations were initiated during New Zealand Prime Minister's visit to India in March this year. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said, "The FTA between India and New Zealand has set the stage for doubling bilateral trade in the coming 5 years." He said India welcomes investment worth over $20 billion from New Zealand across diverse sectors. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal asserted that the arrangement reflects the growing strategic importance of India in world geopolitics.
This is a free trade agreement with New Zealand, which will not only include trade, education, R&D and innovation, services sector in a very big way, tourism, sports, particularly to benefit our farmers and dairy through technical collaboration, which will help them upgrade quality, productivity, and therefore the incomes of our farmers and dairy persons.
Commerce and Industry Minister held a telephonic conversation with his New Zealand counterpart, Todd McClay, and congratulated him on the successful conclusion of the free trade agreement between both the countries. Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupender Yadav has clarified that the government has no plans for urbanization in the Aravali region and that its sole and exclusive focus is on protecting the range. Speaking to a news agency in New Delhi, Mr. Yadav said the Supreme Court has defined the protected areas of the Aravallis. Mr. Yadav said, based on the definition, states are required to frame strict rules. The minister said mining activities are not possible in nearly 90% of the area. Leaders of minority organizations in Bangladesh have accused the Muhammad Yunus-led interim government of failing to stop violence, killings and persecution targeting religious and ethnic minorities. They also raised concerns over attacks on media houses and cultural institutions. Protesters demanded a proper investigation into the killing of a Hindu garment worker called Deepu Chandra Das and accountability for those responsible, warning that continued inaction could further endanger minority communities. India Optare Limited, IOL, a mini Navratna defense public sector undertaking, today signed an agreement with a French company to manufacture 2 high-precision combat-proven systems in India. The Ministry of Defense said that the agreement, signed with Safran Electronics and Defense, will pave the way for local manufacturing. Under the partnership, IOL will be responsible for manufacturing, final assembly, testing, quality control, and full life cycle support, ensuring the systems meet the operational needs of the Indian Army. Several flight and train operations were affected due to dense fog conditions in the national capital and surrounding region today. Talking to Akashvani News, an official from Delhi Airport said that around 10 flights were cancelled due to low visibility at the Indira Gandhi International Airport. The Delhi Division of Indian Railways said the movement of several Delhi-bound trains has also been affected. A Russian general has been killed in a car bombing in Moscow this morning. Russia's investigative committee said Lieutenant General Fanil Sarvarov died after an explosive device planted under a car detonated. Russian security agencies are investigating various theories, one of which is linked to involvement of Ukrainian intelligence services. The government has prevented 660 crore cyber fraud losses in just 6 months with the help of the Financial Fraud Risk Indicator, or FRI. The Ministry of Communication informed that more than 1,000 banks, third-party application providers and payment system operators, or PSOs, have onboarded the digital intelligence platform DIP and started adopting FRI actively. And in women's cricket, second T20 game of the five-match series between India and Sri Lanka will be played in Vishakhapatnam tomorrow. The match is scheduled to begin at 7 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.